For 300 Villages this week, we're heading to the village of St. Paul. The community is located on a small island in the Bering Sea, where there are many more fur seals than people.
I am Aquilina Lestenkoff. I am a lifelong Pribilovian. I'm Unangah. I have lived on St. Paul Island for most of my life. We're quite modern in that we have pretty good internet service. Our children all walk around with cell phones now and they text each other even if they're sitting right next to one another. We have a really awesome lava tube that runs up in the center of the island. And many people that come here like to hike inland and go inside the lava tube and check that out. We have a massive spring cleanup. The whole community comes together. And I think we are very pleased when we have visitors that come and say, this is a pretty clean place. And people take pride in that. So a lot of our efforts right now is to gear up for that May spring cleanup. A lot of our groceries are flown in. Some of the things that we have, we hope in our future and want to work towards are things like a greenhouse, for example. One of the things that I think we're very, very pleased to have is Friday night community dances. As long as I can remember, people have always come together and played rock and roll music. And it still exists to this day. So we have two bands in town, and you have everyone from the age of 1 and 2 to the age of 80 plus that will come to these community dances. The other thing that probably people would be surprised to discover is that we don't have any dogs on the island, and we haven't had dogs. They were quote-unquote outlawed as part of a protective measure for the northern fur seals. So they haven't been allowed here for probably 100 years plus now. I look out across the ocean and I just cannot imagine never seeing it on a day-to-day basis. I love the scent of the sea. I like the feeling of the wind. I love the fog.
Aquilina Lestenkoff lives on St. Paul Island. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Kelsey Gabrowski, Stephanie Joyce, Annie Feit, and Dave Waldron. Tune in next week when we sample the sweet taste of summer at a lemonade stand in Rainbow. I'm Jennifer Canfield.